This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Filling in for Matthew Wade, I'm Jack Traynor. The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras took place over the weekend, with an estimated 500,000 spectators lining the streets and on the rooftops and balconies of Oxford Street to cheer on over 12,500 marchers taking part in the world's biggest celebration of the LGBTQI community. In addition to that, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras has announced support from the New South Wales government for their bid to host the 2023 World Pride event. If successful, Sydney would become the first destination in the Southern Hemisphere to host World Pride. Mardi Gras CEO, Therese Cashew, said, "This is an exciting opportunity for Sydney and New South Wales to host yet another world-class event that has the potential to attract thousands of visitors to the city and make a significant economic and cultural impact." However, it wasn't all good news at Mardi Gras, as two gay men have said they were kicked out of an Uber after one kissed the other on the forehead. Aaron Brown said his friend kissed him on the forehead during the journey, which led to the driver abruptly telling them to get out of the vehicle. The driver immediately turned around and said, "Not in my car. I'm not driving you anymore. Get out of my car," Brown told Nine News. Brown also stated that the generic response from Uber after making a complaint has left him wanting. New South Wales Labor has committed $4.2 million in funding to match the New South Wales Liberal Party plan to fund and establish an LGBTIQ+ health centre in New South Wales in a partnership with ACON. This announcement comes off the back of the Berejiklian government's commitment to invest up to $3.5 million in a new LGBTIQ+ health centre. The centre will provide healthcare, support and referral services to LGBTIQ+ people in New South Wales. In other funding news, the Labor Party has announced it will step in to save Switchboard's LGBTI elder outreach program, Out and About, if the party wins the next federal election. In January, Switchboard announced that federal government funding cuts threatened to shut down the program. But the Victorian Support Service today announced that the opposition spokesperson for ageing and mental health, Julie Collins, had visited the Switchboard offices to commit to filling the funding shortfall if Labor takes government at this year's election. And finally, State Greens candidate Lilith Zaharias has come out as a trans woman ahead of the upcoming New South Wales election. Zaharias, who is running for the seat of Wakehurst on Sydney's Northern Beaches, made the decision to come out publicly after spending several months of her election campaign transitioning. Speaking to the Star Observer, Zaharias said she feels more like herself now than she has ever before. "Looking back, it's something I should have figured out years before I actually did," she said. "It's amazing to feel like I've corrected a problem I hadn't even realised was there." And that's it for your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
This year, Israel will be welcoming LGBT athletes back to the Tel Aviv Games in June. Games organiser Sergei Crispin and the TLV LGBT Sports Club have added new venues around the city, as well as volleyball, same-sex dancing, and a 5 and 10K pride run, with proceeds going to Israel Gay Youth. USA Powerlifting has warned its members that trans ban protests will not be tolerated. 14 powerlifters took part in a protest earlier this month in Minnesota, refusing to lift the bar in competition after female trans lifters were denied the right to compete. A newsletter was emailed to all members reminding them that the league has a code of conduct and that political or social protests which harass or interfere with other lifters and officials will not be tolerated. Earlier in the week, Donald Trump Jr. sparked criticism, saying that a trans athlete's success was a grave injustice to women, and former British swimmer Shannon Davies tweeted that transgender athletes should not compete in women's sport. And finally, Martina Navratilova says she's stunned that her own community has criticised her for her anti-trans comments, but has apologised for some of the things she said. In a new post on her personal website, the lesbian tennis star says since she claimed that trans women shouldn't be able to compete, she's received a barrage of nasty personal attacks from LGBT people and right-wing homophobes, and has questioned where or if she went wrong. In three main points, Navratilova said sorry for suggesting that trans inclusion is cheating, and that she wants to search for a solution which focuses on science and fair play.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. Matthew Wade will be back next week, but until then, I'm Jack Traynor.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.